This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dolores Frame, Dolores Fraim, date of birth 08/09/1938, date of appointment. July 22nd, 2024, requesting a physician. George G. Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E, middle initial G-W-E-I-S, D-O. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Dolores Frame today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having hallucination and bad dreams. She was on Xanax. She is now currently off Xanax, now on Seroquel 25 milligram daily. Hallucination is less, no more bad dreams, now sleeping better. She forget easily, memory is not good. She lives alone, she cook and drive herself. On May 18, 2024, she was admitted to the hospital because of the fainting spell. Her heart rate was low. She feels lightheaded at the end of the day. Brain MRI done on 12/28/2022 was negative for any stroke. CT of the head done on 5/18/2024 is negative. Past medical history: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, pre-diabetic, history of UTI, past surgical history, foot surgery on the right side, knee surgery on the right side. She is allergic to the dye. She is saying that she cannot take Xanax, Zoloft, hydrocodone, medication, metoprolol, fenfluramine, isosorbide, spironolactone, simvastatin, quetiapine. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, retired, widowed, lives alone, have no children. Family history: mother disease, heart problem, diabetes, father disease, heart problem, diabetes. Have one brother, 91 year old, in good health. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, hallucination, depression, anxiety, joint pain, back pain, poor control of the bladder. Review of the system: physical examination, blood pressure 160/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. abdomen soft balls on present neck supple. There is no carotid bruise. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 25 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, history of syncope. Number 2, dizziness. Number 3, late onset mild Alzheimer's disease. Number 4, hallucinations. Number 5, neuropathy, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 6, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Her dizziness can be due to postural hypotension or low heart rate. Cardiology follow-up is recommended. Gait ataxia can be due to peripheral sensory neuropathy. For mild dementia, patient does not want any medication. Hallucination can be part of dementia. Seroquel dose can be increased, but patient does not want it. I advise her to start taking multivitamin. I want to order EEG, CT of the head and MRI of the brain already done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her in my office in 1 month.